Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Yo,
what's good, Justin?
What's going on, brother?
You got it.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes.
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the great _ CoReE. That's wait, I messed up.
Again.
I'm the _ great _ Coree. CoReE.
Damn. That's what I'm talking about.
I need you to fix that shit immediately and have your people call my people.
That's all staying in. But that's how you can find them people on Instagram.
And you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. We both watch and monitor that one very closely. And don't forget to subscribe. Hit the like button.
Boom! Thank you very much.
We love the subscribers and all the support we've been getting.
Appreciate everybody.
Please continue. Thank you.
That's right. Appreciate you all.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
What's up?
What'd it do?
Man, we did comedy.
We did some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show. Congratulations on a great, successful set.
Appreciate it.
Your parents was able to
awesome
witness
awesome
the greatness of Justin Fuller.
Well, yes. It was a good set. Thank God. Yeah. It was a good crowd. Great crowd. A lot of energy.
A lot of laughter. The host did a great job. Bob.
Bob McClure. I'm sorry, Bob.
Use your overbite.
McClure.
Okay.
It's
McClure. I think it's McClure.
Yeah, I believe so.
But yeah, I'm sorry, Bob. Was a great host.
He has great energy. He's funny. He's a funny comic. I actually did a guest spot for him and Dan Brown.
Okay.
The one time at the Funny Stop. That was the one chance I got, and that's when you got sick.
Right. And I wasn't able to do nothing.
Yes.
I wasn't able to do my guest spot at the Funny Stop. I wasn't able to do the show in
Bridgeville, yeah.
PA, because I was sick.
Yeah.
I was getting booked all over the place.
I know. Couldn't perform. It's your fault. COVID.
It's COVID's fault.
Well, that was her name, right?
Yeah, and COVID was her name.
That was the one that was walking around. My name's COVID.
Yeah.
And apparently she gave it to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, no, we had a good crowd. Thanks. You know, I'm glad my parents had a good time. You know, and
yeah,
thank God it was, you know, a good showing from them. Because even on the ride back, I told my dad, I was like, "See, I can do this, right?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
you got that stamp."
Yeah. So,
good stuff.
I mean, dude, like I said, we've always said this. Our families know us.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like, "You were up there being Justin." Yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's like, "You didn't look nervous." I was like, "Yeah, I was nervous." You know what I mean? So,
that's mean that you improved and everything. You know, to me, you never look nervous. But he said you just look like yourself, and that's a compliment because that's what we're trying to do.
Right.
Each time I go up on stage, I'm trying to be at a level of comfortness that I'm like myself, and that's sometimes a lot of times difficult to obtain.
It's very difficult because, I mean, ultimately, you're not going to die if nobody laughs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's, inside my head, I will.
Well, of course. We all have a little pain that we have if nobody laughs at what we have. Obviously, that's the goal is to make people laugh. I'm not saying, you know, however, you know, it's like, that's what I told people before. I've been in many worse situations than this. You know what I'm saying? In life, to not have somebody not laugh at a joke. When, as other people who have not gone through a lot of things in life, and this is their life, then it kills them a lot worse, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to agree with that, but I'm going to also say, like, if you worked so hard at it.
Oh, I was going to say, but you still need it, because, like you said, it keeps you on track, and if you worked hard at it, you want it to work.
Yeah, you wanted to work, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
and you're like, you retweaked and revamped your stuff, and you're like, yeah, this would be better if I do that. And then you change it, and then it doesn't work. Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
But it's dope when you revamp something and it works.
I'm very confident in my revamps.
Yeah, well, because it can't get nothing but better. If you look at the original and it's okay, when you revamp them, you know what I'm saying? Like mine, like the extra stuff I did with my bit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That was good stuff.
Still, thank you, Blake. I know you. Shout out to Blake.
Blake didn't even see it.
No, he didn't even see it. It came afterwards. But it was like, it was so great because that was just something, you know, through conversation with another, you know, fellow comic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Something came out, and I was able to implement it the following week, which worked out great.
I'm going to have to say, it just can't come out with any comic. It has to be a good comic.
What do you mean? Oh, what, material?
Well, like when someone give you suggestions. And
oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, it was in conversation, and it made me laugh, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean,
it has to be a good comic.
I mean, I listen to everybody, you know what I mean? But
you shouldn't.
I listen. I don't mean I listen and shouldn't do everything.
You shouldn't listen to everybody.
And so I just, when they're talking, just like this.
Certain ones, yes. Certain ones, absolutely.
Should I turn my back and look like this?
Or you should. You should, when they're on stage, you should go in front of the glass where they could see you with your back turned, looking upwards while they're performing.
Yeah.
It's like certain comics give you advice and you would think like, why would I listen to you? None of your stuff is funny. And but you got some that's good that is funny, that you could be confident that suggestion is a good suggestion.
Yeah I haven't had very bad, you know, a lot of bad suggestions, to be honest.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you just can't.
Oh, I know. Well, look, everyone can humor themselves. I tried to give something to a comic right after her set, a big one, too. I just said it would be it'd be funny coming from you if you added this, you know. She was like, oh, it might be funny. She gave me the, you know, the respect of that instead of saying, oh, slow down, guy who's been doing this, who has a better shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. It's just, you know, she was cool.
I didn't
cool.
know you did that.
What?
You did that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. I did.
That's hilarious.
It is a little bit. Because I was in the mood. You know what I mean? I was trying to be friendly. I was trying to be, you know, talkative. That's and, you know, I was trying to.
Reminds me of a story your father told me.
What's that?
He said it was baseball tryouts. And all the other kids, they obviously been playing for years. And they came with their bats and different pairs of cleats.
Oh, this was for the Seawolves. This is for like the Detroit Lions, like farm league, like my
And then your dad said everybody had their equipment and shit.
They had their baseball uniforms. They had bags, cleats,
and you went up there with your ball cap and your glove. Like, yeah, I'm trying out. Like, yeah,
I had shorts on, a cutoff shirt, my glove, and some sneakers.
Like, yeah, we're gonna make a do with the do, baby. You know, like, we're gonna try it out.
Hey, look, I ran the 40 in the outfield. I beat everybody who I ran against in the 40 who had cleats. I had sneakers, so no grip. You know what I'm saying? They put me in deep short. I was going for second base. They hit three liners to me. Damn near would have took my fucking head off if I wouldn't have caught them and threw them to first base. Could have been on a better rope, I'm not going to lie, but that's why I wanted to play second base. My arm wasn't that strong. And that was it. That was the only tryout I got. So out of everything, I did good, but they didn't go for the batting yet, which I would have, I would have fucking lost at that point.
Okay.
Because I wasn't a great hitter.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But you tried,
I tried out.
You was like, man, F this. Yeah. I got my glove. Like, shh.
I knew I could play. Look, I could play baseball. I could play the field. It was right. Just when it got to batting, man, it was a psychological thing. It messed me. Look, the whole time from like when they started pitching, I was small. I'm 5'8", but I was still short. And they're like, crowd the plate. So I'd be like this, poof, get hit. Go down to first base and then steal the third. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was quick. You know what I'm saying? So once I got on base, I was stealing bases and scoring.
Right.
And then every once in a while, I get a single or some shit and be able to make it. And, you know, I never had, like, home run. I never hit a home run in my life. Mm-hmm. But I hit a triple. I fucking hit it to the fence, and I made the third base. You know what I'm saying? Right. But through all that, man, I got hit so many times, man. My dad said he'd be at the games. He'd see me up the bat and just hear, ooh. And see me walking down the first base.
Because they knew that you couldn't hit?
Well, no.
Why couldn't you just bunt it instead of taking a hit?
Well, I would lay down bunts, but I would get so close to the plate, they would try and throw it in, and they would hit me. And I was always a leadoff batter, so if I get on base, hey, now we got two people on base. If somebody gets a hit, you know, they can score, and we can, you know, have a run right away. Trust me. It wasn't a good thing, but then psychologically, when people start throwing curveballs, you get struck out because you think you're going to get hit and then strike. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, and my brother, dude, I played catch with his ass, right? And, you know, I was acting like the catcher. He threw a curveball. It went up here, and so I was up here, and it went down and hit me in my ankle. I was like, I'm done. That shit hurt so
bad. I'm sure it did.
So bad. But no, my brother, man, he was real good at baseball.
Nice.
He should have kept going, but he's 5'8", 5'9". He didn't think he could, you know, like a lot of people in the pros are like 6 foot, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 6'5", Randy Johnson motherfuckers, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, you didn't have to be a fucking pitcher. You were a fielder and you could hit. So what?
Yeah.
But he went to college, he got his degree, he's doing good. I'm the only one that just said, fuck it, man. I'm going to try some shit.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying some stuff.
Yeah, you got to try, man. If you don't try, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? I know I wasn't at the caliber those dudes were, but you never know. You get in there, you get some learn. I mean, I wasn't a terrible batter. I just, you know, wasn't the best for sure. You know what I'm saying? I know there was times probably when I got up to bat, the dudes on the team were like, ah, shit. This is probably going to be an out. You know what I'm saying?
The fact that you tried out and you gave no trucks whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, when you're 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. Well, you're 45?
40. I'll be 44 next month.
And you still have the same attitude.
Well, that's because I have a problem with structure and authority and... It's hard to settle, and I don't like people telling me what to do, and I've always wanted to do this, and, you know, when you're stuck in jobs that you know you can excel in,
right?
They're good, you know, but it's like, is this what I want with my life? You know, that's, look, man, that's what it all comes down to. Hey, dude, you've been on a tough couple days, man. Those work hours, boy, guys.
I'm telling you.
Trust me, I know how you are. You know, outside of this, we talk, man. No problem. People, he's been It's been a rough grinding. Yeah, it's been a rough schedule for this guy. But shit, what was I talking about?
You was talking about, you know, you had a problem with authority and things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, I always wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm. Making it happen.
Well, I mean, it's not even that. It's just, you don't know. Like, oh, yeah, that's what I was going with. My dad, he you know, he always came up with make sure you have a job. Mm-hmm. Always have a job. Comfort, you know what I mean? Find some stability.
Yeah.
He's always about putting away, saving, and being comfortable, and you know, and, which is great advice.
Yeah.
Great advice. Absolutely. Love him to death for that. You know, he always tried to give structure in that sense. But it's like those jobs just weren't like, dude, when I was 19,
uh-huh.
19, 20 is when I started driving school bus. Because my cousin did it right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was making good money.
Yeah.
Right out of high school.
Right out of high school.
Making good money. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll go do that. Because I tried college. And I had dropped out because of a girl being stupid. And you know what I'm saying? So I was, instead of going back and saying, oh, I'm good, I was like, fuck it, I guess I'm going to stay here and work. So I got in with him. But it's like, you know, and then I got passed over for a full-time job. So I was working full-time hours, but only making part-time money. It was good money, but I probably would have got full-time. But I'm like, am I a fucking bus driver for the rest of my life? Is this what I'm going to do?
Right.
I mean, it's not what I wanted. It's not growing up, you know.
Shout out to all those bus drivers.
All my peoples, man. Shout out to all you guys. I have a lot of friends that probably still drive by, you know what I'm saying? But that's not what I wanted for me.
Right.
It's a good paying job. It was, you know, especially if you're in with the school districts, you know, it's making that good money and you got unions and shit, but it wasn't for me, you know, and like delivery jobs, Schwann's and all those other, I mean, I can do them. There's people where I'm at now. They're going to be there for 20 years, 25, 30.
It's the stability, man.
I get
it's
it.
It's the money, the income and everything.
But it's always going to be there. So I got to try to do something I want to do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I try and tell my son, he's doing construction now. And I know that's not what he wants to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to do that type of shit. But he's lost right now. He doesn't know what the fuck he wants to do. He's not saying that. But I know at his age, he's just going with it. He's staying with his woman. They got dogs. He has a job.
You know what's next after the dogs, right?
Oh, I keep telling him, dude, just don't have no babies.
That's what she wants.
Not
that's,
now. I mean, just...
You know, women, I don't know why they do that. They get dogs because they want a baby. And then after their baby's born, they, the dog died.
That's fucked up. Damn.
What happened to the dog?
The dog should be better because of the baby.
Sometimes.
Damn. What women you dating to get rid of baby? I mean, get rid of dogs.
Not the women I date. I don't play those type of games.
Okay, yeah. I love dogs. Dog would stay instead of the girl. I keep the baby and the dog. Bye, chick.
Basically.
Both of them loyal.
You know, those would be the dog people that have cages for their dogs.
Yeah, my wife tried to have that. I couldn't do it, man. I can't do it. My dad's never did it. I couldn't do it.
I had several dogs that lived for years and they never had cages.
Yeah, I can't do
it. Cages are for, like, kennels are for traveling, I think.
When they're traveling with you, right?
Like if they have to get on the plane.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because if not, you need to have somebody go and check in on your dog or you need to just not go somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah, no. I my dog has an ear infection, two of them, I guess, both ears.
Caesar?
Yeah.
What?
Poor dog. He's never showed any pain, so we had no idea. I mean, then he started doing this shit. But last appointment, he had to get his shots. You know, they noticed his ears or whatever the case. So then we got medicine, putting drops in his ears. He is not happy. But he lets us, but he's not fond of it.
Yeah.
We got to bribe his ass with treats and shit.
Hey, you got to
do. Yeah, man. I'm a little bitch when it comes to my dog, man. It's just, if you're going to have them, you got to treat them like, you know what I mean, and make sure they're good. But I can't even imagine, dude. Two ear infections, man. You see these bad boys. I mean, I know it's inner ears, but.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the outer
extreme. I know. Like this.
It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing. So, what do you got coming up, Brad? Any shows?
Next week we're in the finals.
I feel a cold coming.
Hey, man, it was a dope crowd for 2 weeks in a row. That's all I'm saying. It was pretty dope. So, I don't know. That's a possibility. And then April 21st, I got the show. Silver Spot.
Silver Spot. Okay, yeah.
Is that what it is?
The silver ones.
Silver Screet?
I thought it was, I don't know. I could have been.
I got to get that shit.
That's why we need to, you know.
It says the comic book. Comic book place. Or some shit.
It is not a comic book
place. No, it's not a comic book place.
It's a movie theater.
Yeah. Silver Spot. I'll get the name of the place.
I think it's called the Silver Screens.
Yeah. We'll have it up.
It's in Pinecrest, people.
See, I got all these different things. I have Orange Village in my head.
Yeah.
Is that the same spot?
Sure.
Pinecrest?
Yeah.
You see how he's doing shit, people? It's all just, you know.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is.
Yeah, April 21st, got that. Like I said, I'll have more of the details. I don't even think the flyer's out yet, man.
Yeah.
You know, so. But I'm keeping y'all posted just for when it comes up. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep iterating that it's going to be coming up. You got yours in May, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
At the Silver Screens in Pinecrest.
What he says.
I'll be there. Come check me out, people.
That's right. Look at him. He's sleepy, y'all. He's
come falling. Check me out.
He feels like he's about to fall asleep, right?
No,
here.
I don't. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm about to fall asleep. I just can't stop yawning.
Man, that's the sucky thing, man. That's the word. That's because it's quiet. Away. That's because it's not really. I mean, I shot a fireball. He thought he would have woke up pre-game before this. Mother sucker.
I'm full of energy. Don't get it twisted. Silver Screen, come check me out. I'll be at the Silver Screen at Pinecrest in May. Date to be announced.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's always the third Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. Wow. So you better get on that shit now and quest off. The way your schedule is, boy, they all jacked up. I don't know what to do with his days off. But yeah, I think it's the third.
I don't know what my days off are. I don't know what time I work. I don't know what my days off is.
He's an on-call specialist.
It's ridiculous. It's terrible.
It is bad. It is bad. Yeah, man. What are the plans for tonight? Oh, you know what we're going to do, people? Nobody's going to see this. They're not going to know. We'll talk about it probably next time. We're going to go see Jason Banks, right?
Checking out Jason Banks at the Funny Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Show's about to start soon, right?
Yep.
Should we cut it short?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Sorry, people. Aww.
We got a show to go to.
You see, there would be more better planning, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a short one this week. Sorry about that, but, you know. Like I said, we had a good show.
We had a good show. Thanks for tuning in. You know, I'm a fan of the short ones.
See, he likes to keep them under. He wants them to be less than an hour, people.
But 30 minutes.
He wants 30 minutes, but you know, you can't even really get in a conversation sometimes like that.
Man. I'm thinking like if we do 30 minutes, people will watch the entire show.
Some people watch the entire show. I'm just saying. We got time coded people. Job be like, yo, exactly 11:40, you said, or this is who it was, or I agree with this, I don't know about that. Shout out to Job, yo, he's always on point with some messages.
Shout out to everyone that watched the entire episode.
Definitely, because he doesn't think you guys do. But it's all good, because you never know when we're going to say some gems, man. We're always talking shit towards the end of these things.
Most of the gems you can find in the shorts.
This mother sucker, man. Look. Oh, we may have another show coming up, people. We'll give you more details about that.
We is in the kitchen cooking up a show.
Yeah.
It's in the works. We'll keep you posted on that one.
Yes, yes. Once we get all the details prepared with another friend of ours, Lester Graham. Might as well shout out his name, Lester Graham. That's right.
Lester Graham and Justin and I are whipping up something.
Ooh.
Guaranteed to be a treat. I'm thinking like you can't lose with Justin Fuller nor Lester Graham. You can't lose with those guys.
Get them and this guy. Sound the show short.
I'm on a winning team.
He looks so enthused, doesn't he?
But I'm so serious.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! All right, people. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore Corey, C-O-R-E-E. That's how you find me.
Yes. Check us out. The Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram, people. And you can hit us on the email. Brain fart.
MidnightPacoPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, check out my website, JustinFullerComedy.com. Peace out. Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.